Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What I tell you, Lee? No bribery.
Nope.
No statute cited. No law broken. No proof of any law broken, which is really weird given how many weeks we were treated to this.
The devastating testimony corroborated evidence of bribery.
It goes right to the heart of the issue of bribery.
Do you believe that not only was it quid pro quo, but it was bribery?
This is a very strong case of bribery.
Bribery. Bribery. It's bribery.
Not so strong a case after all.
No case at all.
You know what
apparently.
I think? I think they've known from the beginning they had no case here. They had to have known this, right? There's no way they didn't know. So I think that they did those hearings all those weeks and said bribery, 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 quid pro quo, bribery, 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 quid pro quo, in order to confuse the American people.
Oh, absolutely. That's what
into
this
thinking
is all
that
about.
That's why Trump's being impeached. And I guarantee your liberal friends are walking around at work today. He's being impeached for bribery.
Well, you got Adam Schiff walking around still saying that that Trump cheated in the 2016 election and he's cheating now for 2020.
Yeah, Rush talked about that yesterday, saying like, you know, wow, it as soon as the Mueller report came out and said no collusion, right. Not even any Russia familiarity, really. I mean, the part I loved the best about the whole thing is the part where they actually wrote when Trump wanted to get in touch with the Russians to do a business deal, because he had no connections, he actually called the Russian press line, the same one that the Washington Post would call, like, you know, 1-800-CALL-THE-KREMLIN.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that. I mean, literally, that's what it is. Would you want comment from the Russians? Maybe they'll call you back. I mean, that's how little connected he was to this. And yet they're just rewriting this. They're just rewriting the truth. It's insane. Okay, but here's the problem here. You couldn't see the panic, but I'm telling you, the panic was there after this Bill Barr interview. Because the Democrats, he's never shown his hand before. Even we've been walking around going, is he going to let them be lawless too or not? And I've been telling you for months, you can tell the Democrats know this. They know they don't control Bill Barr. They don't know any more than that, though. They don't know what he's going to do. He's a Bush guy. Maybe he's going to want to sweep this thing under the rug. Nobody knows. Well, it became very clear over the last 48 hours, he and Durham ain't sweeping anything anywhere. And that's the best news, Lee, I've gotten on this whole thing in 3 years. And when you look at this, okay, Comey came out after the Horowitz report and said, see, he lied. Trump lied. We never spied on him. We didn't do that. Didn't happen. Well, that's not how Bill Barr, our attorney general, sees it.
Do you still stand by your statement that the campaign was spied upon?
Well, it was clearly spied upon. I mean, that's what electronic surveillance is. I think wiring people up to go in and talk to people and make recordings of their conversations is spying. I think going through people's emails, which they did as a result of the FISA warrant, they went through everything, you know, from.
Yeah. So he's saying, no, I don't buy that. But listen to what he says, how they said that, you know, well, let me back up for a second, okay? Because there's something really significant here before I get into any of that. Bill Barr in this interview made a couple of things really clear. People don't understand this. Michael Horowitz, Lee, he is the inspector general of the Department of Justice, right? The FBI is the muscle, the police, whatever you want to call it, the law enforcers for the Department of Justice, right? So that means that the inspector general can't pursue the CIA. So they can't go back to the beginning of this. So much of this interview was Bill Barr saying Horowitz didn't look at everything because he couldn't. We did. So what couldn't they look at? What they couldn't look at was the beginning of the beginning. They only went back to Papadopoulos has a conversation with Alexander Downer, the Australian diplomat, and Papadopoulos says, hey, looks like the Russians want to give us Hillary's emails and all, they want to collude with us, all this kind of stuff, right? So Papadopoulos, he's running his mouth. He's talking at a bar, right? And that's where Horowitz starts.
Yeah, not the beginning.
Not the beginning. See, because the beginning is the part where Mifsud talks to Papadopoulos. Mifsud is the one who has CIA connections. Horowitz couldn't look at that. Okay, so Mifsud. Where's Mifsud? Mifsud is hiding in Italy. He has told his attorney, he won't come out of hiding because he's afraid they'll kill him. He only speaks through his attorney. He hasn't been seen in public. His attorney says he has no Russian connections. He's not a Russian spy. But what is his history with as an asset of the U.S. intelligence agencies? Why would Bill Barr personally, I mean, this is Attorney General of the United States of America. Let's look at this for a minute. Go to Italy to interview Mifsud and his attorney. That means Mifsud's pretty dang important. Did Mr. Horowitz cover Mifsud? No. His investigation started after. So why would you talk to Mifsud? I'm telling you why. It's so obvious. The CIA sent Mifsud in to tell George Papadopoulos a bunch of junk about the Russians. Right. And that would mean the FBI had nothing on Russia, had no Russian connections. We know that's a fact because that was what the Mueller report found. And so they needed to create some. So they sent their own guy in pretending to be a Russian to tell George Papadopoulos, hey, do you know the Russians got the Hillary emails? You guys want them? And George Papadopoulos did what they wanted. He ran his mouth at a bar. In other words, that would change everything that Horowitz has reported, because the predication of this, the beginning of this, would be incredibly crooked. It would be made up using a fake Russian spy sent in by our intelligence agencies. What makes me think that happened? Again, Bill Barr. I mean, look what he has on his plate, Lee. He has time personally to fly to Italy to talk to this guy.
Yeah.
Durham does too, personally, to talk. That's how important this was. Something's up with Mifsud.
Yeah.
Something bad is up with Mifsud. Did Horowitz look at Mifsud? No. And so that's why Bill Barr and Durham are saying, whoa, wait up. We didn't go back to the, Horowitz didn't go back to the beginning of the crime. Besides, he doesn't have the investigative powers we do. He can't compel anybody to tell him anything. What do you think about all this?
I think just right on the money that Horowitz did not start at the beginning.
No.
He started in the middle of the story because that's convenient for the narrative. Because that's after the deep state had set up the Trump administration for these Russia connections.
Right.
They initiated this information, planted the information so that then someone, which turned out to be a low-level person who had nothing to do with the campaign, did then talked about it with somebody outside that happened to be, what is it, the Australian ambassador?
Yeah.
And then that allows them to continue on with this whole FISA warrant issue, which, of course, was started by the dirty dossier, which was completely debunked, never corroborated, and should never have been used for that. And they quite honestly lied about that to the FISA court. And then we're able to then talk about this connection here as well. So, I mean, this is how the setup was done, where an American presidential administration investigated an opposition candidate during an election. That's what happened. I will still say that. The Obama administration covertly was conducting an investigation into the political opposition party during a campaign. That's what happened. When you all break down all the other garbage and all the other smoke and mirrors about this, that's what happened. The Obama administration investigated a Republican candidate for president during an election.
Using
false information.
False information, spy technology that was only ever supposed to be used against our enemies.
And here's the other thing. The standard procedure is if there was something compromising a campaign, no matter the party, the procedure was you identify the folks, you tell the folks in the campaign what's going on so they know to look out for it. But they went out of their way to hide this. Of course they would, because they're the ones who started it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you still stand by your statement that, the campaign was spied upon?
Well, it was clearly spied upon. I mean, that's what electronic surveillance is. I think wiring people up to go in and talk to people and make recordings of their conversations is spying. I think going through people's emails, which they did as a result of the FISA warrant, they went through everything, you know, from.
They did. Now, so Comey and Brennan and all them are out there taking a victory lap, claiming they've been cleared by Horowitz. Bill Barr and John Durham say, wait a minute. And then Bill Barr tells the story. And it's appalling. And you can tell he intends to do something about it. He's very deliberate. He starts with this. First, they sent in spies, all wired up, and recorded people in the Trump campaign. We don't know who. And the evidence they came back with was actually exculpatory. In other words, not only did they have nothing, nada más, as we would say in Spanish. Not only did they have nothing, the evidence ended up exculpatory. It proved that there was no Russian connection, no Russian collusion, nothing. Nothing. So what did they do? It's now blown up in their face, the FBI's face. They sent people in all wired up. They didn't, by the way, have a warrant to do it. And now they got worse than nothing. They got evidence showing Trump and the campaign are innocent. So what did they do?
Remember, they say, okay, we're not going to go and talk to the campaign. We're going to send people in, wire them up, and have them talk to the individuals. That happened. That happened in August, September, and October. And it all came back exculpatory.
Again, exculpatory means we've now got evidence that proves the president is innocent.
People say, I don't know, you know, don't know what you're talking about. Not only exculpatory as to a relationship with the Russians, but as to the specific facts. A, they never did anything about that. They just pressed ahead. But B, they never informed the court.
Think about that for a minute. Let's go back. So we are now in the fall of 2016, okay? And they know. The only evidence they've got on Trump proves no collusion, no Russia connections. They knew that in the fall of 2016. For 2.5 years, this agency and the Department of Justice under Rip Van Sessions allowed, and the leaders of the FBI who went on television again and again and again and again, allowed the country to believe our president was practically treasonous. He was in league with the Russians. That's stunning. They knew. Not only did they know he didn't do it, they had exculpatory evidence. Evidence proved all this was bunk. They knew it since the fall of 2016. But then we know that because remember, Lisa Page texted her lover. There's no there. But we'll just go forward. So they sent him in all wired up to the Trump campaign. They get worse than nothing. They get evidence that proves he's innocent. So what do? Bill Barr explains. They just ignore it and carry on. Which required a little bit of perjury to the FISA court. You got to lie about that.
This is the meat of the issue, and if you actually spend time to look at what happened, I think you'd be appalled. They were told they didn't have probable cause to get a warrant, and so they took the Steele dossier, which they had done nothing to verify, and they used that to get
the warrant. They withheld from the court all the exculpatory information, and they withheld from the court information about the lack of reliability of Steele.
And then they began leaking to the newspapers. So there, they said, collusion with Russia. Looks like some collusion with Russia. Looks like, oh my God. Looks like the president might be a traitor. They knew the whole time. Folks, they didn't just run a FISA operation. They didn't just commit the crime of perjury, which is a felony before the FISA court. Remember the headlines in the New York Times? They fed that. They went on TV. They pushed it and pushed it and pushed it. This was a political hit job. Folks, I, you know, as long as I live, I will never trust the FBI again. Never. Not after this. You can't. This was a political campaign when they knew. Listen to it again.
This is the meat of the issue, and if you actually spend time to look at what happened, I think you'd be appalled. They were told they didn't have probable cause to get a warrant, and so they took the Steele dossier, which they had done nothing to verify, and they used that to get the warrant. They withheld from the court all the exculpatory information, and they withheld from the court information about the lack of reliability of Steele.
Wow. Okay. So, you know, that's Bill Barr, Attorney General. So you hear we withheld from the court. Oh, well, they just didn't tell him. Okay, that's fine. No, that's not fine. That's perjury. Because when you sign under oath, penalty of perjury, you have verified this. This information is correct. And the information in your files actually says what you told the court is incorrect. That is a crime in every courtroom in America. Apparently, except the federal ones now. It is stunning that they can do this. I mean, having sat as a crime reporter in federal and state court for years, there are no words. There are no words to describe this. It is a crime he is discussing. An absolute crime. Okay, so here's what's crazy. This is the section from Horowitz's report, all right? So Horowitz goes out there and he's checking this out, right? He's checking out the Steele dossier. You know the P-tape part? Where'd that come from? And the FBI tells him, well, we talked to primary subsource. Hey, he's our source. He was Steele's source. Go talk to him. So they go talk to him. They go look through the files. Do you know what he told the FBI? A source. Steele's source for the dossier. You know, that Russia had recorded him with two prostitutes peeing on the bed. Do you know where that came from? You know where Steele's source told them? The FBI it came from. Oh, we are just joshing at a bar. I have no idea if that's true. I just told Steele that because I thought it was funny. No, I never intended it to be used as evidence. The source told the FBI that. It's in their files. I just made it up. I don't know if it's true. I heard it somewhere. It sounded good. So I told Steele, and they even say, I told Steele not to use it. The FBI knew that. They knew the dossier was worse than a lie, that it was made up. So what did they do when their first application was denied to get a warrant to spy on Trump?
This is the meat of the issue, and if you actually spend time to look at what happened, I think you'd be appalled. They were told they didn't have probable cause to get a warrant, and so they took the Steele dossier, which they had done nothing to verify, and they used that to get the warrant. They withheld from the court all the exculpatory information, and they withheld from the court information about the lack of reliability of Steele.
Wow. And they knew it. It was in their files. These are crimes. This is perjury. But I've been telling you that since 2017. We've known that. While Rip Van Sessions slept on and on and on and on.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, You deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Recapping the devastating case Bill Barr laid out on NBC. Behind closed doors in D.C., they are freaking out. And I've had to do this across several segments, so forgive me if you're just tuning in. This is a great day to podcast the show. Hashtag, you just put text podcast to 71307, or you can go on radio.com, download the app. It's really easy. Favorite 106.3 in the podcast. You'll just scroll down. It's right there. Or, you know what's really cool? Oh, I learned this yesterday. If you're listening on the radio.com app, I did this all day yesterday with Rush. Because, you know, I'm always, ma, what? Huh, what? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, and you could pause now. So I paused Rush. Took a nap. Woke back up. Hit unpause. It's awesome. I love it. We finally got rewind and to fast forward. So you can do that as well on the radio.com app. Just another great reason to get it. So if you have just picked up, you're like, oh, dang, I want to know what she said about Barr. No big deal. If you're on the radio.com app, just rewind. Cool, huh? I love it. Anyway, all right. Let me read. But for those of you who don't have time to do that, plus you're driving and you might crash. Okay, I get it. Let me catch you up with where everybody else is right now, because this Bill Barr interview was a bombshell, especially if you know how to interpret it. And they do in D.C., and this probably, I'm telling you what, there were a lot of soiled depends yesterday in D.C., so here's what Bill Barr lays out on NBC. They got nothing on Trump, which we know. Lisa Page texted that to her lover. Lisa Page, the disgraced FBI agent. We got nothing. We have nothing, right? So they wire up people, send them into the Trump campaign to spy, Bill Barr says. And what they come back with is worse than nothing. It's exculpatory evidence, which means evidence that proves Trump. There's no collusion with Trump. There's not even any Russian connections with Trump. So this is a disaster. This is where most honest law enforcement agencies close the investigation. Now they got exculpatory evidence in their files. They're required to turn that over. It's a total loss. What do? Bury it. They bury it in the files. And they go, we need something else. We need something else. So they go to the FISA. They go to the FISA court anyway. FISA, and they don't include the exculpatory evidence. FISA court says, no, we're not giving you a warrant. So now they really need something else. So they turn to their friend Hillary. And they're handed the campaign research, opposition research. They're handed the Steele dossier. They're handed something else, too. Evidence that the Steele dossier is fake. The FBI goes and they talk to the underlying sources of the Steele dossier, right? And one of them tells them, oh, that whole P-tape thing, you know how the Russians are blackmailing Trump? They got a video of him. He'd hired two prostitutes. He's peeing on the bed Obama slept in, that whole thing. Yeah, my friends and I, we just made that up at a bar. We thought it was funny. No, that's not real. That's not real. The source tells the FBI that it's in their folders. They're like, crap. So they just leave it in their folders. And they use the Steele dossier to get a warrant to spy. And they sign a thing that says that this, they sign under penalty of perjury, this has been verified to be accurate, the Steele dossier. When they know it's worse than that, not only have they not verified it, which I've always told you, they knew it wasn't true by what was in their own files. I can't come up with a clear-cut case of perjury, and neither can Bill Barr. So here's where we pick up with Bill Barr. The depends are being filled in Washington listening to this.
The real interesting thing here, and to me the major takeaway, actually is after the election. Because in January...
Let me stop you there for a minute. Why is that important? Horowitz's report, the IG report, didn't even cover that period. See the problem here? So it's not like the media is making, oh, well, Bill Barr, he's just biased. Trump hired him. Yeah, he's just biased. No, Horowitz didn't even look at the period after the election.
They went to, Steele was dealing with one person. You only talked to one person. And that's the what we call the primary subsource. And it was that person who had the so-called network of subsources. When they finally got around to talking to him, He said, I don't know what Steele's talking about. I didn't tell him this stuff. Or, you know, it was mostly barroom talk and rumor. I made it clear to him this was my own suppositions and theories. And at that point, it was clear that the dossier was a sham. So what happens? What happens at that point? They don't tell the court, and they continue to get FISA warrants based on that dossier. And more damning is that they actually filed with the court a statement saying, we talked to the subsource, and we found him credible and cooperative.
Dang! They talked to the subsource, and the subsource said, I made it up! We were just at a bar, man. We were just joshing. That's okay. We just know. No. We were at a bar. We don't have any proof the Russians have a P-tape. We don't know anything about the Russians. They just lied.
And they put that in to bolster.
When the subsource had actually said.
What he was being truthful about is that the dossier was garbage.
It was nothing, yeah.
Whoa. There's so much perjury there. So many felonies. Just in that. Forget the rest of it. Folks, we're not even looking at the NSA database here. Horowitz didn't cover it. You know, where they did the election research. They allowed contractors, we think, Fusion GPS to use the NSA database for campaign research. We aren't even there yet. We're not even at the FBI's own abuse of the NSA database. The trolling through Trump's emails. All of that stuff. That's not even come up yet. Horowitz didn't cover it. Barr didn't either. Let me wrap this up really quickly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Texts are on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. 71307 writes, enough talk, Bill Barr. Do something already. Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. Actually, for the first time, we have a timeline, and I like it. He said, when doing things like this, you've got to be sure, basically, that you dot all your I's and cross your T's, you do, because the hounds of hell will come for him. They will. These people are going to go wild. So I get it. I get why you've got to get every duck in a row here. So his ETA for his findings. Now, keep in mind, his investigation has already turned criminal. He's already impaneled a grand jury. His ETA is this spring or early summer, he says. So we finally have a timeline, folks. We're going to know if this is the real deal. We've been walking around going, we don't know. He says he will deliver spring or early summer, which, politically speaking, have to say is good timing. They'll have plenty of time to distract the public if it's done now. Timing works, and that's probably about how long it would take to build this case anyway. Because, man, you got to be airtight. Because the second you come out, the better your case is, the more black and white, the better your facts are, the harder the media will go at you. Let me wrap up. Let me let Barr wrap up his story. And it's fascinating that they are fighting the narrative. Because what the media is doing right now, they're poisoning the jury pool. They're trotting out Comey and Brennan. Oh, no, see, Horowitz... The Horowitz report exonerated us. See, we're innocent. It's just that Bill Barr, man. He's a bad guy. No. Bill Barr commented on why Mr. Durham refuted Horowitz's conclusion that there was, essentially no major wrongdoing here.
Was it appropriate for John Durham to issue his statement yesterday, given that he's a U.S. attorney with a grand jury and his investigation isn't done yet?
I think it was definitely appropriate because I think it was necessary to avoid public confusion. I think it was sort of being reported by the press that the issue of predication was sort of done and over, even though it was a very limited look at that issue by the IG, given the narrowness of his, evidence available to him. And I think it was important for people to understand that Durham's work was not being preempted. And that Durham was doing something different, and he explains what he's doing different, and that there are areas of disagreement. I think it was perfectly appropriate, so the public understood the relationship between the two exercises.
It's all about jury pool, folks. It's all about jury pool. And it's also about conditioning the public, and the media was conditioning. Nothing happened here. Bill Barr is just a traitor who works for Trump, who's a traitor. That's what they're doing. And Bill Barr saying, nope, hold on. We have examined things that Michael Horowitz did not even have the authority to examine. The Inspector General didn't have the authority to examine. Wait for our report. Wait for our indictments. By the way, did we mention we've already impaneled a grand jury? It's a criminal case now. So this is not, Bill Barr came out to say, this is not just a disagreement about Horowitz's conclusions. We looked at stuff Horowitz didn't look at because he can't. He doesn't have the authority, and that's where the crimes are. It's not a difference of opinion. Well, you know, Bill Barr's Trump's friend. That's what he's saying, because the media was going to poison the pool. Poison the jury pool. In two cases, the jury that is the American voter and the jury that is the actual jury. And that's the whole story. And folks, it's shocking, and we're just getting started here.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.